Okay, so we're still in Perek Gimel, heading towards the end of it. Just to catch us up, we said that these eiros that comes from the seichel is more favorable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the eiros that comes from the Torah, and we saw seven reasons for that. Nevertheless, he says here that even though the quality of the eiros of the seichel is more than the eiros of the Torah, nevertheless, you need the eiros that comes from the Torah as well for seven reasons. The first one we said, we're going to start number four today. I just want to summarize the first three. Verse one is Kedei Lishmol al Shiva HaMishkel Shel HaAdam LeKol Yavo Lidei Kitzonius Gashmius or Ruchnius. A person may come through the Hisodus, through the Seichel, he might become imbalanced. He might go to extremes, both in Gashmius and Ruchnius. Therefore, you need the Torah to ma'azen him, to keep him balanced. The second was Kedei LaHagdir Es Prati HaMitzvus HaSichlios. Through the seichel, you'd have no hagdoras about which mitzvahs of the seichel. A person doesn't think that he's going to work out mitzvahs tefillin on his own. He realizes he needs the Torah for that. But there's mitzvahs sichlis, which a person needs the hagdoras of the Torah, because you wouldn't be able to find out the hagdoras, how to keep them, when to keep them. That was the second reason why you need the Torah. And the third one is Kadesh Avodas Hashem Shel Adam Lo Tiyeh Tlui B'Matzov HaNafshim. Sorry, no. Yeah. Unesuna Al Yedei Kach LeNidnudot Ele Tiyeh Shova B'Kol Esu B'Kol Matzav. When it's coming through the Sichlis, when the story is coming through the Sichlis, so people have what's called matzovim nafshim. We have, you go through ups and downs. You go through all sorts of different phases in life. Our Avodas Hashem shouldn't be totally on those things. The Avodas Hashem has to be consistent. Therefore, you need the Torah to put into place that it's got to be the same, no matter what's going on inside of you or outside of you. So for that, you need the Torah, because the sichlius without the Torah would just bounce around based on how you're feeling and what your emotions are and what your matzav nafshi is. Okay, that's where we got up to. That's the summary from last week. Jonathan, you'll have to connect. Shalom, Jonathan. We just summarized what we did last week, the three reasons why, even though the Hisoris from the Seichel is more Rotsu Lifnei Hashem, but you still need the Torah, because otherwise you're going to get into trouble. We summarized the three reasons, and tonight we're doing the fourth one. V'atama reviyu. V'nei sheboru, ki bnei ha'adam chayvim v'aboyedus Hashem, v'hetem l'dargas ha'toivos sheheim mekablim. This is a theme we've seen all the way through, that the avoyedus Hashem, yochayv the avoyedus Hashem, in relation to the level of the toivos that a person's receiving. That's kind of what we saw dependent on. That's the quid pro quo. That there's the toives that a Kodesh Baruch gives us, and in relation to the toives, you chayv to be oivid Hashem. In each generation, there's different things that come into play, new things that come into play. Hamavim la'achad ha'amim toiva miuchedes mi'Hashem Yisparach. Hamavim la'achad ha'amim. What it means by la'achad ha'amim. Let's see. She'ain shah ha'amim. Oh, again. In each generation, there are these new causalities that get created for a certain nation, certain toiv that's miyuchad for that nation that comes from Hashem, that the other nations don't get. U'tmuras toiv miyuchedes zu. Therefore, the nation that's receiving that goodness, which the other nations aren't getting, so his avoider will have to be different as well, because the avoider is in relation to the goodness you're getting. So he's getting a goodness that no one else is getting. So his avoider is going to look different to everybody else. ואם כן, אילה היוס החוי ולהוידס השם נובס רק מתוך היסאירס סיכליס, so now, if the היסאירס to serve השם comes only from the סייכל, לא אני יודעים כי אונו עם ישראל כאוי סעם שזוכר לקבל מהשם יש הטויבס הכי גדולס. We wouldn't know without the Torah that we're the nation that got most of all the best stuff. You know, we got the most toivos from Hashem. Shemitam zeh anu gam chayvim lavoides Hashem boifen miyuchad. If we have to serve Hashem in a different kind of way from the rest of the nations, we got so much more than them. Therefore, our avoider has to be different. Without the Torah, you wouldn't know that. You do isayrus from the seichel, you wouldn't have the Torah. You wouldn't know. Hatav chatanu mikol amim. You wouldn't know all the toivas miyuchad that Hashem does for us. You'd come to the same hakkara that a goy would come to. And therefore you'd serve Hashem the same way as a goy. He's also got eyes, a nose, a heart, kidneys, a liver. You know, he's also got kids. He's also got this. Whatever, the day-to-day existence. He's got food. He's got... What's the miyuchad that I'm a Ben Yisrael? And you wouldn't know that without the Torah. כי על ידי השכל לבד יהיה אפשר לדעת שהשם בוכה בנו כשהוציאו אותנו ממצרים. You wouldn't know about ארץ מצרים. You wouldn't know that השם was בוכה בנו ביציאת, you wouldn't know about יציאת מצרים. ובוכה לנו עשה ים, and you wouldn't know about קריעת ים סוף. ועושה עמנו בתקופה ההיא את שאר הטוב שאין צריך להזכיר אותו. All the goodness השם did for us that he said you don't even have to mention, because we know it. מבנים שידוע ומפורסמות, ושתמורוסם היטיל אבוירס ברך מכל האומויס, רק עלינו אבוירי מיוחדס. And because of all these goodnesses you don't have to mention, because they saw poshut, in relation to that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed on us an אבוירי מיוחדס. We have a chiyuv that's different from everybody else. דהיינו יש קיום המצוות. We have 613 מצוות. No one else has that. ותו הקורס טויבה על טויבס אלה. There you have it in a nutshell. The chiyuv to keep the mitzvahs that Hashem gave us is b'toa koros ha-toiv for all the good that he does for us. So koros ha-toiv. It's hard to understand that koros ha-toiv, yeah. I'm doing the mitzvahs, that Hashem doesn't get anything from the mitzvahs. Ma'amatzah, Hashem doesn't need my mitzvahs. So koros ha-toiv, Hashem asked you to do it, you have to do it because he asked you. Somebody did you a big favor, and then they asked you to do something, even if you don't understand why they're asking you to do it, you would do it because you have a koros ha-toiv. That, okay, that has to be expanded and understood, otherwise you're just going to get stuck here. Like, the reason I'm davening Ma'ariv now is a koros ha-toiv to Hashem. It's a bit of a strange way of showing a koros ha-toiv. You ask for more. Yeah, lo kol kach tov. Okay. Koros ha-toiv, you show koros ha-toiv, you kind of give the other person back something in relation to what he gave you. The other way is Hashem doesn't give Hashem anything. It's only giving me more and more and more. Kashe to understand that. Okay, that hopefully he's going to, from what I remember, he's going to deal a little bit with that. And Shara B'tochen, he deals with that also, the Koros HaTov aspects. Okay, we'll see. Va'af, avtiach lanu berev chasdoi, v'tuva yisparach lekabal aleim scha, la'in shiu b'olam hazeh olam haba. What's even more difficult to understand, if the whole reason we're doing Avodas Hashem is a Koros HaTov, for the goodness he gives us, but he's paying us an enormous amount for the mitzvahs we do. It's like, you do me a favor, so I say thank you. So you give me $1 million because I said thank you. it kind of creates an imbalance again. You just can't win, can you, you know? Someone does you an enormous favor, whatever, so you send them a big bowl of flowers for Shabbos. Yeah, and they pay off your mortgage, you know. So in olam hazeh en olam haba, Hashem's paying you for your mitzvahs. Tov. But overwhelming how much chesed he does for us. V'kol zeh lo mitbareh lanu el yadei Torah. But that wouldn't be clear to you except through the Torah. If you would just come to this Torah through your seichel, you'd know that you have to, yeah. There's a koros ha-toiv, you have to serve. No? Okay, fine. But all this other, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know about olam haba, you wouldn't know about the schar.
You saw what I did to Mitzrayim. And I placed you on eagle's wings and I brought you to me. Now,
אם שמעתי שמו בקהילי, ושמעתם הסבריסי ואיסים לי סגולו מכל העמים, כי לי כל הארץ. You would not know any of this without the Torah. Now you have to listen to my voice, and you have to keep my covenant, and you'll be for me a treasured nation from all the other nations, because I own everything. כי לי כל הארץ. ואתם תהיו לי ממלכת כהנים וגוי קודש. None of that we would know if we didn't have the Torah. So therefore, it's very important that even though the Torah from the Seichel is more rotsu and more important and has major, seven major milers, nevertheless, on its own, it would be lacking sorely. Therefore, you need this Torah from the Torah because it just, I never thought about it like this before. Without the Torah, we wouldn't know anything. We wouldn't understand what's unique about Klal Yisrael and how much more Torah has been done for us that mechayevs us in 613 mitzvahs. The Goy can do seven. I got to do 613. That's crazy. He's also getting the same good that I'm getting. We should also. You don't understand. You don't even begin to compare what it means to be a Ben Yisrael as it means to be a Goy. It don't mean the Minoy, the Chesed Hashem does for us as opposed to what he does for everybody else. It's the son and the Eved. You know, we saw that before. The chesed that a father does for his son. You can't compare the chesed that a father does for his son to the chesed he does for his avodim. Avodim looks after his avodim and he gives them what they need and takes care of them. So the son thinks, okay, fine. So what I have to be extra special with dad for? I'm getting the same as the avodim. He feeds me, he clothes me, gives me a bed, etc. You can't compare the relationship, the love, the bris that exists between a father and a son. It's comparable to the Eved. Okay, the fifth reason. Kaisaira Shalada Toira, he akdoma vahamavoy, leva air. One second. Sorry, I turned over three pages, not just two, I turned over three pages at once there. Really got lost. Okay. Vatam Hamishi, he Kaisaira Shalada Toira, he akdoma umavoy, lis iris mitzara seichel. It's a bit counterintuitive based on what we've said, but it's not hard to catch. The Hisoiris on the Torah is a Hagdoma and a forward to the Hisoiris via the Seichel. V'umako ha-chochus avur ha-seichel. It's the source of the rise that the Seichel brings. Ki adam zokub bekatnusoi lechinuch v'hanhoge u'ma'atso letavosov. A person from when he's very young needs chinuch. He needs to be mechanech. He needs to be trained. And he needs a conduct and a breaking system from his tivers. He needs a way to know how to conduct himself and how to hold himself back from all his tivers. Until he starts, you know, they say, you know, after teenage years, he starts maturing. You know, he's a teenager, beseder, but od matu mitbager. He'll grow up a little bit. The seichel starts mitbagering, and he becomes more balanced. V'chein anoshim v'anoshim kalei das, enu nishmoim lanhogus haseichel. There's women that have got what's called a dait and kalois, and there's people who don't apply themselves intellectually too much. They don't listen to the anhogus of the seichel. Today, the very few people even know that they have a voice inside of them called the Seichel. They don't even know who the Seichel is. If they have a relationship with the Seichel, it's pretty schwach. It's a very weak relationship. The taivas, the dimyoinus, all the drives, what everybody else is doing, that's what mobiles them. That's what moves them. He never steps back and says, one second, what does the Seichel say about this? Let me test the Seichel. Let me check out what the law says. It's hard. You have to be trained to do that. It's not something that comes easy. The Seichel can't override the tivers, which is what it's supposed to do. It's like you have this little horse rider. He weighs 40 kilos and he's riding this massive, powerful horse. So who's doing all the work? The horse is doing all the work. The horse has got all the energy. It's got all the power. But it's the rider that has to determine where the horse is going. That's the seichel. The seichel is not a powerful creature. Very quiet, gentle creature. Doesn't make a big noise and doesn't have a lot of koyach. The taivas are goof, are powerful creatures. So So the seichel has to know how to direct them and how to mikabeh them and how to, but you don't want to destroy those things. You need those things, but the seichel has to know how to use them properly. So if somebody's not in touch with his seichel, so what's going to happen? The horse is going to go wherever he wants, whenever he wants. We mentioned that right in the beginning. You need some kind of middle road. You need some kind of balanced existence. You need some balanced life that stands somewhere between the extreme pleasure drives to the whole Western world out there, and at the same time, the ruchnis kitzoinis. I'm not sure exactly what he's referring to ruchnis kitzoinis, but it could be the Goyishu approach to ruchnis, where you cut yourself completely from physicality, you go live in a monastery, somebody, you don't get married, you don't have children, you cut yourself off, you go, the Christian approach, or perhaps the Eastern approach more, that might be called ruchnis kitzoini. Because otherwise, I don't know what he's referring to. I mean, the person has to lead a balanced life, balanced somewhere between his ruchnistic needs and his gashmistic needs. And it has to be balanced. That only comes about on hoga she'enu kveide midayavurum. I mean, that's not overburdensome for a person. It's a very important principle in the Torah. A person has to be sustainable. I use the word sustainable. If you're doing things, it has to be sustainable. You get a chuk in kop and you go wild and you're having your 45-minute shmoyz straight three times a day. How long is it going to last? It's not sustainable. So you're becoming kitzoni and ruchnias. You can't carry on. It's not going to last. The so too with the gashmias. Eventually, you just vomit it out. You can't anymore. So it's got to be something that has some kind of a harmony. That's why the mitzvahs are built on this foundation of a yearning, wanting to get schar, and being scared for punishment, which itself needs a whole explanation. Why is the Torah built on that? How does that fear of punishment and desire for reward, even though it says you shouldn't serve Hashem al menas lekabel pras, and you shouldn't serve Hashem because you fear of punishment, you should serve Him just because you should serve Him because it's emes lefia emes called the Rambam. Okay, but this is talking to me. We're not holding there. Fine. So we need the schar and the oinish to motivate us. But how does it balance us? How does it? So it could be that the Torah, when the Torah gives you schar v'oinish, which you wouldn't know without the Torah, with the yisodos of the seichel, you wouldn't know about that. So you would become extreme, either in the gashmis or in the ruchnias. But knowing the schar and oinish, the Torah gives that to you, you go to the Torah to find where you should be in these issues. Well, that's what he means. I don't know. There's a lot of riches here in the Malekit. There's a whole, in the Pischelev, there's a whole lot of riches here. I'm not sure what he wants from us. Quoting psukim and psukim, like the Chovas Lafovas doesn't quote enough psukim. He's quoting another 20 psukim. Tov, ani lo yada. If you get it, you want to look at it, maybe I'll see. I'll look at it. Just these posuk after posuk after posuk. Okay. Anyway, ani lo yada ma bidyuk hanakudia, but you get the picture. Without the Torah, we would be very imbalanced, like we see the goyim. They're either extremely immersed in gashmias, or they're extremely cut off and manutak and live these spiritual lives in the mountains somewhere, because I don't have a Torah to help them find this harmony, this balance.
Whereas I think that's the point.
Yeah. So yeah, but I'm not sure how it ties into the schav or enish story at the end. He just like slips schav or enish in right at the end. There's a lot called kach muvan what that's doing, yeah.
But I think the schar and oinish is, it makes it very simple for you to understand. You don't need to intellectually understand what you do. You just know you do this, you get rewarded. You don't, you get punished. And therefore, by doing that, you'll come to the understanding slowly, intellectually. Why?
Via avoiding the mitzvahs to get schar and oinish.
Yeah, otherwise, why would you follow the Torah? Why would you follow the Torah?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yep. Because I'm going to go live in the mountains and cut myself off and be completely spiritual, because you have a chiv to get married and have children, you have a chiv to mefanas them, and you have, what you say. And you can't get too embedded in the Gashmias, and because you have to stop and daven three times a day and you can't do this, and then there's Yontif and Shabbos. Ayah, very good. Mashain Ken, if these areas only came from the Seichel, you wouldn't know all of that and you could really become very extreme. You see that very often. You see that in the Baal Tshuva world. I just understood something I never understood before. Baal Tshuva have sometimes, often become very extreme. They learn about Yiddishkeit, they go to a Shia, they go to a Baal Tshuva Yeshiva, whatever, and they become very kitzoni. Why? Because they're having these errors through the Seichel. But they haven't started learning about Mitzvah, they haven't started learning Torah yet. They don't know Halacha, they don't know what they're doing, they don't know what they're supposed to be. So they become very, very chitzoni. If Tetz told the story, you probably heard it. He was teaching in Osamach. So he walked into the dining room at lunchtime. He's a doctor. So he sees a guy there looking extremely green. God just doesn't look well. He's really struggling. So he runs up to him. He says, "Are you okay? Can I get you anything?" "No, he's fine." He says, "Well, what's going on here?" He said, "No, you heard that person's not supposed to take too much pleasure. So he's not chewing his food. So he doesn't get too much pleasure from his food." And I'd been in Osamach for about a week. He was already working on, on the 15th chapter of the Masidus Yishorim, it doesn't even exist. You know, that's what he was holding. It stepped out of reality because why? He got his iris from the Seichel, but there was no Torah to balance him in and tell him, chew your food, enjoy it, you know, swallow carefully, you know. Very good. Okay. There's a big limud here, massive limud. Sure. Okay, he's going to pick this up more. He's going to go into this at length now. Let's have a look and see what he says. Wow. Person who doesn't hold back from keeping his chovas that the Torah places on him, even if the only reason he's doing it is because he wants reward and he's scared of punishment. Not like the Mishnah says. He's doing it almanas lekabel pras. Okay? That's why he's doing it. That's what he says. Af himo oises es rak mitoich tzepir leschav upachad meoinesh. You'd say, okay, well, you know, it's very nice, but you're not going to get very far in life like that. Mishnah says, don't do that. They'll be zeichet to dargas of the chassidim hatohirim, not the tzaddikim, the chassidim hatohirim. He's going to get tzcha, yeah, and there. Ach, mi she'oile mi madregas zu, el avoides Hashem hanavois mitoich his oiris haseichel. Someone who goes above that, he transcends these oiris just from the Torah of tzcha v'oinesh. And he gets his oiris from his seichel. As who megil le madregas hanavim, ubechira elyon hachassidim. There you got it. Now you know how to become a Navi. So up to now, we didn't realize we were talking about very high madregas. Yeah, this is heavy stuff. This. V'schorah b'alamazeh tiyeh hasimcha v'metikus avoidus Hashem. You know what his schah in this world is? That his avoidus Hashem is sweet, sweet, sweet. He has simcha because he's Isaac in like the sweetest, most beautiful thing. His avoidus Hashem is matok. Nifle v'neira. So you start, like us, we're apprentices. We're still doing it because reward and punishment, or we're not doing it yet. Whatever, we're wallowing around trying to just balance out tzcha v'oinesh. But you can, and you'll become very great doing that as well. Very great. Madregas v'chassidim ha-tohirim. That's pretty impressive. If I would offer you to be a chossi tohor, everyone would jump at the opportunity. Oh, well, that's just the beginning. That's supposed to lead you into this iris of the seichel, and there you become of the madrega of the nevim, etc., etc. And the scha you get is that your avoidus Hashem is matok. The matok, the sweetness, you become addicted to it. It's so delicious. Dope, that's something to look forward to. If any of you get there, let me know what it feels like. Okay, I'm old man yen. To meet somebody that has that. כמו שאמר ירמיה הנביא, נמצו דבריך ואיכלם, ויהי דבריך לי לסוסוין ולשמחה לבובי, כי נקרא שמחה עלי השם אלוקי צבאות.
So
It's a lotion from Yirmiyah Novi. Nimtzu dvarecha v'oichlem. It's like I'm eating something sweet. When I receive your words, Hashem, it's like eating delicious food. And your words to me are l'sason and l'simchas levovi. Simcha v'sason levovi. Ki nikra shimcha alai. Your name is called upon me, Hashem, Elokei Tzavokos. That's the level of the Nevi'im. V'David ha-melech ha-yimo yismach tzadik b'Hashem v'chosobo v'yishalelu kol yishrei leiv. It'll be sweet and delicious and it'll be gewaldig. But the Schein Olam Haba is you'll get to the Ora Elyon that we can't even begin to describe. There's no way to compare it to anything. You can't even compare. What is this Or Elyon that we're talking about? Be'etzim, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. Well, we can't grasp. We can't talk about it. Kamosh Amar Hashem liYeshua ben Yotzadok Kain Gadol im bedroch ha'teilich ve'im es mishmati tishmo gam ata hidin tadin es beisi ve'gam tishmo es chatzeroi. He wants to make a change here. What is this? I can't see where he goes with this. Oh, here we go. Im telech b'derech Hashem v'tishmo es mitzvah Yisrael, tizkeh litlalech b'in hasrofim v'al malachei ha'shores ha'imdim lifnei Hashem b'heichal ha'elyon. If you keep the Torah in the mitzvahs and you walk in Hashem's ways, you'll be walking up there with the malachim just in front of Hashem. You'll be there with all the srofim and the malachim and whatever. Okay. Fine. Those are all the rise. He brings from the different psukim. Ein lo ra'aseh elokim zuloseh yaseh lemechak eloh. These things that are waiting on Olam Haba, we don't know about. But the masikas in this world, at least, that a person can get when he's oisek in Torah and he's oisek in mitzvah, whatever, just the deliciousness of it. We don't have it all the time, obviously. We're not holding there, but we have tastes of it. The Yomim Noirim, you taste it. We have Shabbos, yeah, there. We had a Rashi today that was Dvash Midvash. Mamash, it's unbelievable. And you start getting a taste of it. You start getting a taste of Yiddishkeit being delicious. So that requires two things. That requires the Hagdoma of the Torah. To get us into things, to get us start working, to provide us with the framework, the correct framework and balance. And then you have to take that and you have to misaira yourself via the seichel. So we have to go back and chazer what the oris of the seichel looks like now that we've seen that it comes after the oris of the Torah. We have to go back and chazer that why you misaira yourself through the seichel, how the koros atoiv and how that. If somebody does you a favor, how you chayv to them, and you start building that to the point where you want to become imbalanced, and then the Torah holds you in check. If you don't get to the point where you're going to be imbalanced without the Torah, then you haven't really stretched the seichel yet either. The seichel has to take you to the point where you need the Torah to say, one second, just slow down, calm down, find the middle path. Nifla v'noira, hafla, beseda. Enjoy what's left of the week. Amitz Hashem will be back to, Monday night I had a wedding and a bar mitzvah and I was actually going to do it. I was going to do it on Zoom from Beit Shemesh. And I just realized I'm only going to get home like after 11 and I had to drive. It would have been too late. I worked out it's not Shaykh. And yesterday also things just went a bit wonky. So B'zot Hashem, we didn't miss a share this week.
Very happy that Rabbi did it.
Yeah, well done.
Jonathan could make it tonight, so Mirz Hashem, we'll get together next week on Monday. Bezrat Hashem.
100%. Early, yeah, sure. Take care. Have a good night.
How's your Bavala doing, Jonathan?
Thank God. Thank God he's doing good. Thank God.
Zach Nachas.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Oh, my. Thank you.
Take good care. All the best. Love to all.
Have a good one. Take care. Ciao, Baba. Shum, shum.